Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. And joining us for the first time ever, I've seen his name in print. I have looked around for him. I've actually made it my point to go out there and find him, and I've never done it. And then the other day, just out of the off the cuff, Mr. Morse was kind enough to communicate to me how to get in touch with him. Joining me for the first time ever is podcaster and firearms instructor Ben Branham. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, I appreciate that. First of all, since I know that you're a firearms instructor and I know you're a podcaster, tell me about the firearms instruction part. What do you teach?
I teach civilians how to defend themselves, and generally in a couple-day course. And then I've been teaching a bunch of church security guys. So I've been expanding into that since it's been pretty relevant lately, unfortunately.
How often do you get to do that? Now, you're in Texas, so I would imagine you have a fairly large, and you're in San Antonio, so do you, like, travel to do your classes, or do they come to you?
I've been doing both on and off. Lately, it's only been a couple classes a year.
Right.
I've been very backing off becoming a real civilian again instead of doing all the firearm stuff, which I actually miss, and I don't miss at the same time. Your radio show is all about the horrible things that can happen in life and some of the good stuff. I like to focus on the good stuff, you know, just going out shooting, having fun. And then I teach classes on, you know, to especially the church guys, the worst case scenario. We're talking mass shootings, people coming in, groups of people sometimes trying to kill as many people as possible. And it's just, you know, when you look at it, that's really about the worst thing that you can concentrate in the world. And we always do it on and off, and I studied it for years and years, and I had to take a little break. So I've been teaching a couple classes a year, slowing down a little bit, but I think I'm going to pick it back up because, well, you know, you listen to your show, you listen to the other shows, and all of us can kind of see that this is not going the way we want it to.
Well, no, and I have said many times, there's nothing I would like better than to be able to talk about, I went and trained today to do this. I actually did a three-gun match the other day. Wow, look at this person go. I took the best class ever. Look at these kids with guns and everything. I would love to accentuate the positivity that is available out there, except there is, there's a lot of negativity, too, and I fully get it. I mean, when I started radio, you know, and it was just purely a political thing, I was down in Columbia, South Carolina, and that's the seat of South Carolina government. And being involved with those yahoos that run the state, every day at the end of the day, I'd be looking for a nice long fire hose and an overpass to hang myself. It was just that dirty. It was the dirtiest game you could ever imagine. So, all that being said, you know, of course, you go looking for the positive and everything. I fully understand trying to get out of that and trying to do a little cleanse. And I do that from time to time. I've had to take up a little side hobby, if you will, to cleanse from all that negativity.
Yeah, so everybody listening out there, too, you got to find that positive thing in your life, too. But, you know, what is it? Prepare for the worst, expect the best, you know, kind of let's go that way, and here we are taking classes. We all own guns to self-defense and hopefully never have to do what the Second Amendment was intended to,
right,
to defend ourselves against foreign invaders or domestic, which is kind of makes me want to puke thinking about it. But, you know, I've done podcasts about that, too. So while we're talking about that, anybody out there, if you want to find me, go to modernselfprotection.com and find my podcast and all the things I've written over I feel like I'm getting old. It's probably been a decade now that I've been podcasting and writing on that website. So there's like 350 episodes over there, and I don't know how many articles that I've written. So lots of fun stuff. And like our friend Rob, I get on his show every once in a while.
Right.
The self-defense gun stories. He's got a great podcast over there. Everybody should be listening to that to find out, you know, what's really going on in the world of self-defense right now.
Yeah. I think as far as the form factor that you put out, you're probably on the cutting edge of that, because as we were discussing before we came on the air, the digital delivery is, it's going to be ubiquitous. And I mean, are you going to continue despite your, as you try to take a break from all the negativity, you're going to continue with the podcast?
Yeah, I started it back up a couple of weeks ago. I took almost a 6-month break. And I'm going back to some of the basics and some of just the thoughts on all of this stuff. Just did a podcast on Welcome to the Club is what I called it. And it's about us all being called terrorists and put on watch lists and all this other stuff that, because of my military and contractor background and church and everything else, that I was on watch lists since 2008. And I said, welcome to the club, everybody. All of a sudden, you know, 15 years later, we're all worried about being on lists. And I just keep hoping I stay off the no-fly list, because I know I'm on every single list out there. Got to be.
I've never worried that much about it. I would love for it to manifest itself. Now, just because the last time I went to SHOT Show was 2020. And I caught COVID before it was COVID. Caught COVID before they knew what it was. Caught it while I was there, and I'm almost certain I probably caught it on a plane, even with all the scrubbers and everything, because I was on Radio Row, so I wasn't really in a lot of really tight proximity with anybody. So I don't know. But I mean, I bought a Ford F-150 pickup truck, and that's now my private plane. But it'd be interesting find out if I was on the no-fly list.
Yeah, it's kind of and the only way you find out is the thing that everybody warns about, the secret list that nobody knows how you get on and nobody knows how you get off. And you know,
yeah, well, I mean,
it kind of inhibits a lot of my freedoms that are supposed to be protected in that thing called the Constitution that, you know, I swear that we don't read anymore.
Well, we can get into the Constitution thing in just a minute. I'm going to take you in a few directions, right? And I'm going to try to stay as positive as I can with you about it, because I don't want to take you down those dark corridors. I've already explored a few of those today, so I don't need to explore any with you. But there are a couple of things that are big elephants in the room that we need to sort of address. Now, I did not know you had taken a break from your podcast.
Yeah, sorry. You know, it just kind of happened. I just kind of fell off the earth for a while.
Right.
Just because I was like, new career, new life, new everything. And then, it's something I'm really good at in the world. So get back on there and hopefully help some people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy doing the whole broadcasting, putting it out, process it, throw it out there and see what happens with it?
Sometimes. I more enjoy the people that I meet because of it.
Right.
You get the people that call, email, write. You know, some of the people when I just kind of dropped off for a while, they're emailing me, are you okay? Are you going to come back? What's going on? I miss you on the podcast. So it's been all about the people that I get to meet over the years doing the podcast is really the what's worth it doing it. So, and I still hope that, you know, sometime, hopefully, well, you get that double-edged sword when you hope, you know? I'm like, I do this podcast about self-defense.
Right.
And so I hope that it's super useful to everybody, and I hope the stuff before the event is the really useful stuff. And then we talk about the event, and I'm kind of hoping that, yes, it'll be useful if you ever get in that situation, but I'm kind of hoping that, you know, you never really have to do that.
Right. I'm going to give you a philosophy on any sort of broadcasting that I have. Right, that I've had to develop over time. And for you, I don't know if it'd be something you'd want to adopt. But that's coming up in the next segment. Ben Branham, he is my guest right now. What's the name of your podcast again, please, sir?
Modern Self-Protection.
Modern Self-Protection with Ben Branham. Go check out the podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, welcome back. I'm talking to Ben Branham. He is a firearms instructor and a podcaster. And you were just saying something about your podcast and everything else. And I'm going to do you mind some unsolicited, and it's worth exactly what you're about to pay for it, philosophical insights into why I broadcast and why I do what I do, how I do it?
No, I'd love to hear it. You're You're one of the masters to learn from.
Really? Okay. Well, that's not why I was saying it, but if you say that, I appreciate that. Here's the deal with this. So you have a level of expertise and a level of knowing and doing and execution, and you've watched people and everything else. So when you throw that out there, when I throw something out there, you know, I don't know how it's going to be received. And I've had to adopt this idea that if I'm out there and I'm trying to, like, if you're in broadcasting to a real deep degree, eventually you got people who want to tell you what to talk about, right? They want to direct you and have you going in these various directions. And the key, I think, to it is to talk about the stuff that nobody gets to hear about, which is one of the things that you do. Doing a podcast about modern self-defense, armed self-defense, or just modern self-defense as it is, I'm sure a few people do it, but not too many people do it throwing a gun into the middle of it, because that's really a very specialized field. It's a very specialized field to get out there with. So I would think, in the case of your podcast, for example, that it's probably not... I don't think you're swimming in a very big pond with a bunch of other fish with some of the stuff that you do. And I mean, if you find it interesting and you throw it out there, and obviously you got people that enjoy it because they're wanting to know where you went.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can talk about all sorts of fun things that I'm very much different as an instructor and a combat theorist than other people. And yeah, you want to go down some of those roads there?
Well, let's start with one, okay? So, like, I've been to a few classes myself, and in a lot of cases, we're talking about handguns now, right?
Sure.
So, handguns in a holster.
Okay.
Everybody's holstered up, right?
Yeah.
So they fight, and then first of all, they're telling everybody to punch the gun out there and engage the target at this, and keep on shooting until you think the gunfight is over, and then you put before you put the gun in the holster, you take and you stand back and you scan left, you scan right, and then you put the gun back in the holster. Do you deviate from any of those particular features in the Branham School?
That one's easy, but yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I don't like the stand and fight. I'm big on movement.
Okay.
You know, move, draw, strike. Move, draw the gun as you're moving, and put some rounds on target while you're moving.
Right.
So I start different on that, and I say while you're moving. At most of our engagement distances, and I'm going to be very general here because there is no normal gunfight, quote unquote.
Right.
But you're talking mostly what's going to happen to us. The most probable gunfight you're going to have is going to be at a conversational or transactional distance, which means the guy pulls out a knife and he wants your wallet. So he's got to be close enough to threaten you, but far enough away so you can't grab the knife. But he's also got to be close enough that when you hand him your wallet, he can take it, right? So about that distance we're looking at. Well, that's not the distance that most of us practice at. We're always backing up further and further. But you can make really good hits moving very quickly to left or right from that distance with your handgun. Just, it's more parlor trick than anything else, and that's what my class is different than everybody else. Is day one, you will be out there moving left and right, forward and backwards, shooting a gun, making hits. Because I want you to be able to do that when things go wrong.
Right.
Makes it harder to hit when you're moving, you know, and I use a lot of other military tactics I throw in there, you know, an envelopment or a flank. A lot of people call it when you have more than one bad guy.
Right.
Why don't we just move, put the bad guys online, and deal with them one at a time? I mean, the statistics are going up right now across America that we're getting more and more, not just one-on-one engagements, we're getting multiple bad guys that want to do bad things to you, so...
Yep.
We got to be prepared to do multiple things. And a lot of the other instructors I deal with, you know, that's weekend four, class five, you know, down there that we're going to start moving. And, well, again, I kind of cram everything I can into a 1 or 2 day course because I figure what's the normal civilian going to get? 1 or 2 days of instruction every 2 or 3 to 5 years. Let me do as much as I can so you can win as much as possible. And that 1 or 2 days that I've got you.
I know that I can set a better base and we can go all the way back to the fundamentals. Let's make that draw perfect. Let's make that grip perfect. Let's make that trigger press perfect. Let's do the reset perfect. Let's find the perfect sight picture. Let's make those perfect hits. But, you know, that's when you go through the Marine Corps, that's 2 weeks of working on that before you even touch a live round. And that's doing it full time in boot camp. So most of us don't have that much time. So I'm more worried about get the gun out on target as fast as you can. Move and make hits. I guess that's my fighting philosophy with a handgun right there.
Well, I mean,
move, and, draw,
yeah.
Fight.
See, the thing about it is I go to a lot of classes and I don't see when a student engages a target, I do not see a gunfight mindset happening. They're concentrating so much on the steps, right? Whatever the steps are, whatever the steps they've been told are in their particular class, that they forget that that target downrange represents somebody who's trying to shoot them. So when I go to a class, yes, I'm moving and I'm doing as much as I can, but I'm also shooting as fast as I can. And I know when I shoot as fast as I can, I'm not going to be out there making that fist-sized group.
And your philosophy is my philosophy when I start doing that. I actually teach people at class. We'll go up, and I'll teach them to shoot fast by getting as close to the paper per target as we can,
right,
without blowing holes in the target from the powder and everything coming out. And I will make them shoot faster and faster and faster and faster until they finally get it that, hey, look at how fast I can run their gun. And then I don't worry about hits. I put a full-size person target up there, whatever I can get generally. I'm cheap when it comes to targets. Whatever I got on sale at one of the online places, as long as it's a full-size target and it's about the size of a real person, it goes up there. And as long as you're making hits, it's good enough. A hit on the bad guy is bad for him and good for you. The perfect holes are not perfect.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter. And I actually used to use this as a thing forever, and then I had some doctor get me wrong. You could take your 9mm, your 45, your 40, or even your 357 or 44, whatever you're carrying, do a perfect presentation, do a perfect trigger press, sight alignment, everything, and center punch somebody and have that super bullet that you carry, the most deadly thing that's ever been designed for a handgun, go in there, mushroom out perfectly, and blow out half of the guy's heart.
Yeah. Hang on for me if you will. Hang on for me if you will. Coming up on the next break, talking to Ben Branham. He's a podcaster. He's a gun instructor, a fighting gun instructor. And, well, we're discussing things just because I don't get to do it to this degree very often. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the bill is a compromise.
It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up. I think it's a very positive bill.
President Biden called the package an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while also avoiding a default. The vote in the House expected on Wednesday. President Biden is honoring Americans who have lost their lives while serving the country. The president and others marked Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Speaking after a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Biden said, "We must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy." 8 people were rescued from the rubble after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa collapsed. 12 others made it out of that building safely on their own. Rescue workers left the scene this afternoon, and the building will be demolished tomorrow. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. We're talking to podcaster Ben Branham, who's also a gunfighting instructor as well. And we were just talking about the various philosophies and everything else. And I had to interrupt you in midstream. So if you would like to pick that up, or if you want to move on, we can, because I have another question for you regarding certain things.
So it's one of the things that I differ. And we were talking about differences in gunfighting techniques.
Right.
If you do everything perfect, you center punch the bad guy. And I said, bad guy, I define a bad guy as anybody that's trying to take your life. So let's keep that right. You know, yeah. That's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And you center punch him, and your bullet does everything it's supposed to do. Your 1-9 opens up to, you know, 0.1 inches or something and blows out his heart. He's still got 3 to 5 seconds of oxygenated blood on the brain. He's right. Dead standing there, and he don't know it yet.
Yeah.
And if we look at jujitsu and everything else, you got 3 to 5 seconds before you put somebody out when you cut that blood supply off.
Right.
So that guy that you just killed has 3 to 5 seconds to kill you. If he's running a Wonder 9, you know, 17 rounds in the mag, or he's got a 30-round extended mag, and most normal people can still dump that magazine before he falls over dead. So did you win? Maybe. I don't know. So my philosophy is, if it's up close and personal, move so he doesn't shoot you, and just grip it and rip it.
Right.
Put a 3 to 5 round burst to this guy's chest, and then put one in the head to make sure that the fight is over.
Right.
You just can't wait 3 to 5 seconds to see what's going to happen, because he's going to kill you too. And that's not the purpose of the whole I'm going to gunfight thing. The whole purpose is that I'm going to win. And don't miss me. I'm not the guy that says, hey, anything that ever happens, I am going to grip it and rip it and just kill somebody. Nope. Whatever the probability is best for me to survive and nobody else gets hurt, I will. I used to joke all the time. I had a company truck. Oh, you want the truck? Here you go. It's a company truck. It's insured, you know? You want my TV? It's old. It's insured. I'll get a new one. You want my wallet? I carry like a $100 redneck emergency fund in there and a bunch of cards that I'll have canceled by the time they get there. The only real pain in the butt to replace is my CHL because the state sucks when you got to deal with them to get a new card.
Right.
You have to do everything but give them your firstborn to get another one.
Right.
After it gets stolen. So yeah, I don't care about any of this stuff. But if you're going to fight me, I'm going to win. And I'm just going to shoot a lot and then see what happens, not do one or two and see what happens. And I think that's where we lose on a lot of the modern gunfighting schools. They want to get these nice, perfect groups, fist-sized groups that you mentioned. That was always a good one. You can do a fist-sized group. That was all, I mean, that's been, I don't know, remember, 20 years now that we've been talking about that philosophy.
Right.
But, you know, a fist size is about the size of the heart. If I put 3 rounds through his heart, did I speed up the bleeding process at all so that he can't fight me as much? And then we just kind of talk. The instructors are always like, when I bring that up, they're just like, well, you know, when it really comes to real life, you're going to spread him out anyways. Yeah, but if I learn that cadence and I'm shooting to that cadence all the time, I'm shooting a lot slower than I should be. I need him to stop. If we are in that conversational distance or transactional distance, I need right now to him stop trying to kill me. I don't have time to think about it. I don't have time for him to think about it. I don't have time for anything else. If we extend the distances out, and I like to say in my class, more distance is more better, so you remember it.
Right.
You know, retreating backwards or at an oblique might be a good idea because I create distance. I'm a professional gunfighter. I can shoot you at 100 yards with my pistol. Most people can't do that, so... if we're going to have a gunfight, yeah, I'd rather be way, way over there than up next to you. So, I mean, just we can go down the rabbit hole of my classes. I talk a lot of different stuff for people, and we do a lot of things, like get really close to the targets, like run up and down the range, shooting at the targets and making hits. And then I also, at the end of the class, one of the things the students love to do, and I love to do it, is we will go as far as that range will allow us.
Right.
One range that I went up in Ohio, and it was 150 yards is about what we were able to get to, and we're shooting steel targets 150 yards with a handgun. And most of the students can do it. After a couple days of training, it just kind of, you get that feeling with the gun that you don't have before when you put 500 rounds in a weekend down. And then you prove that, hey, look, you can do this. It's not max range 25 yards, and I'm lucky to make a hit at my indoor range.
Right.
Let's put a piece of steel out there, and you figure it out, and I give you multiple rounds, and then we just kind of start at like 20, 30 yards, and we just start backing up at 5-yard increments until we run out of range. And most of the time, I get 75, 80 yards out of any range that I'm on. And it's great to go back that far because everybody's like, it's not possible. There's no way. And you get students up there, and then I get like every single one of them making a hit out to 50, 60 yards. I don't think I've ever failed to have a student after a weekend course fail to make hits at 50 yards. So it's not all these things that we think for some reason we've gotten into the gun community that says, you know, your handgun's not effective out past 25. You just can't make hits.
Right.
But there's been shootings since 1990 something that were proving that the Air Force police officer that made a hit on a mass shooter at like 75 yards, he made a headshot after riding his bike, sprinting to get there. You know, it's not, and that was with a government-issued Beretta that, you know, because like most of the government-issued guns I had, they rattled and there were two different colors, and you're lucky if they actually work. So it wasn't like he's running the staccatos that you do that are precision machines and beautifully engineered and can do more accuracy than we can ever imagine now.
Right.
The guns are so awesome that it's extended our capabilities beyond what most of us can think about now. So I'm trying to push all those limits every time I bring somebody into the class. I'm like, yeah, let's kill these sacred cows that we think are out there. You know, we can do hits way out there. You can do it. Let's do it. You know, I'm not going to just go out there and walk out there 100 yards and do it. But I got to say, I get out there with the kids, and I goof off. I'm goofing off at the long distance. We'll generally get as far as we go, and I'm trying to do it left-handed or one-handed, one hand only, or I'll pull out my pocket gun, or I'll borrow somebody else's pocket gun and try to make hits. And it doesn't take long to figure it out. I mean,
right.
I made hits at 75 yards with the LCR that I used to carry in my pocket, and that's the Ruger plastic frame 38 special with a 1 7/8 inch barrel. The gun was accurate enough, and no hammer either to cock, so double action, heavy trigger pull. It's all possible. We just need to extend what that possible is and
yeah.
Sell sacred cows.
My first sergeant, when I was in at Fort Campbell, we would go out, and we only had 300-meter targets, right? That was as far out as the pop-up targets would go on the range. We had it basically a off-duty range we could shoot at. And for the whole post, everybody could do it. It wasn't just us. So he went out there, and he challenged me to hit a 300-meter target with my pistol, which my pistol at the time was a Taurus PT-99. Do you remember those?
Yes. They were a cool copy.
Yep, they were. That's why I had it, because it was a cool copy. And, of course, he had a Beretta of his own. And he got out there, and, I mean, it looked like he was lining up a mortar shot, but then he started popping it, and he knocked it down, you know, like 7 out of 10 times. Because I told him, there's no way to hit that target first, Sergeant. He said, okay, there's always a way to hit it. I mean, you may have to do a few things you're not used to, like this, but you can definitely hit it. He said, what if somebody was out there that we had to hit with something? If this is all you got, you're just going to say, can't hit it. You better be getting out there and putting some rounds downrange. So then he taught me all that stuff, and I have long known that, you know, if you have a couple of rounds to figure it out and everything, and you've done it a few times. Once you've done it a few times and you've got the confidence that you can do it, that changes a whole lot of your perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, once you see it's possible. A little trick to you guys out there. If you're going to have 75 yards,
tied up in the conversation that we got the last break coming up. So, because
we'll give you the long range pistol tip after the break.
So you'll hear the long range pistol tip from Ben Branham after the tip. The name of the podcast is what, Ben?
Modern Self-Protection.
And he's just refired it up, so you need to go check it out today. See what else he has to say. This is an instructor without the dogma. That's a good thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm on the firing line. We're talking to Ben Branham. He is a podcaster. He is a firearms instructor. And we're actually talking about the instruction part, which you sort of fold into the podcast part. But you were going to give us a long-range pistol tip. What is a long-range pistol tip?
Give you a couple from my experience of doing this a bunch on the range.
Okay.
If you're running 9mm, don't worry. Just do point of aim, point of impact, out past 100 yards. Don't even worry about a bullet drop. You don't have to worry about it. With a 45, you start lobbing it in there at about 75. You're going to have to adjust what you do. Trigger pull is everything at that distance, not your sight picture. Everybody starts looking at it going, oh, you know, that front sight looks really big, and that target looks really small, and they concentrate on that. Nope. Slow, steady trigger squeeze. And if you're missing, slow down your trigger press because you're mucking it up with the trigger. And what most people do is they see it, and just like newbies, when you get up on the range, they're watching that wobble of the front sight or your dot now that everybody's gone electric. And you see it go off the target, on the target, off the target, on the target. You're trying to time it when it goes on to the target. Just don't. Show slow, steady squeeze, and it's going to wobble on and off the target. Just keep pressing the trigger nice and slow. Your brain will do all of the math in the background if you let it. If you mess with it, you try to do it subconsciously, you're going to screw it up every time because your subconscious is slow. Your conscious mind is uber slow. Your subconscious, it can do all that stuff. So let your subconscious do it slow, steady, trigger squeeze. If you're doing a 45 or a 9mm like you did at 300 yards, the trick to mortaring it is push the front sight so that the back sight is aligned on the bottom of the front sight and not the top of the front sight. And then you can still have a nice, easy way to align your sights, and you don't have to look over the target because you're trying to pick a target, pick a sight, you know, spot, do the Kentucky windage over the target somewhere, and the gun right. is above the target, so you can't see the target. So if you just elevate the front of the gun and you watch the rear sight dip down to where it's the top of the rear sight is at the base of the front sight. Now you still have a really good sight picture. You can see your target, and you can make some hits. So that's how you view the mortar thing. Secret, secret.
That's the way
my three tips right there.
That's the way my first sergeant taught me to do it too, the mortar thing. As a matter of fact,
it's an old hunting trip.
Of course, it was very nice. It was very nice to have him there because he had a set of binoculars. He'd be like, okay, I need you to figure out how much 23 feet above the target is, and aim that high. 23 feet? 300 meters away for just 23 feet. Go. Gosh, I can't stand somebody who don't want to do something. Just be giving me all kinds of stuff. What do you think about dots? Do you run a dot on your gun? Do you have a dot on your carry gun?
Yes and no. So I have two carry guns right now.
Yes, sir.
I have the SIG 365 series. I carry an itty bitty one, the original, and then I carry the XL. The XL has a dot on it because it's bigger. Right now, I'm coming off a bike ride this morning, and I actually carry my gun on my bike ride. Wear a belly band, and my little 365 is still on me from that. So I do it both ways. So I'm learning the dot, the way of the dot. It's getting better. And what I noticed about the dot when I first picked it up is I could tell when I was going to muck up the trigger press before the shot rang.
Right.
So I could watch the dot through the target, all that stuff, and start pressing the trigger. And I could see when I started to jerk the trigger and actually stop myself before I broke the shot and go, you idiot, you jerk the trigger. So I could stop, reset this trigger, and then go out again and make a good shot. So that's really what won me over with the dots. But all you guys out there that are trying to go to the dot, man, it is a, let's say a bad word here, it is a crap ton of training that you've got to do to switch yourself over to the dot. It is not easy. I've been working on it for about a year and a half now.
Right.
And I'm still not perfectly there. I can still, we start running the gun up close and personal and doing some other stuff, and I can still run open sights faster than the dot, but I'm getting there.
Right.
So it's not just this easy thing. And I honestly, I don't get it. I was a military guy for the rifle. I went from open sights back in the 90s and early 2000s. I put a dot sight on the rifle, and that thing, I took to that like a fish to water. And I just cut all my times in half, and I was running faster than I'd ever thought I could possibly go.
Right.
And now with the pistol, I'm like, it should be the same way, right? And I put that thing on there, and I borrow somebody's and start shooting matches and stuff. And I'm like, what the heck is this? I'm like a monkey doing a math problem at first.
Well, I think the thing with the dot is, I mean, you get used to sticking it out at a certain, and I guess it really matters your muscle memory from years and years of training. Because when you go with the dot, now you've suddenly got to line it up to where you see the dot, which means you got to either bring your head up a little bit or your hands down or change the angle of your wrists or something. It's a very nuanced thing. I have used dots, but the gun that I carry primarily right now doesn't have a dot on it.
Well, you carry the Staccatos, right?
I do from time to time. Right now, my primary carry gun that I've been carrying everywhere I go for the most part is a Karen Tactical Innovations Glock 26.
Oh, bless your heart.
Well, I'm lucky. Well, I mean, the thing with the Glocks, right? The thing with the Glocks, and I'm probably never going to ever buy a standard Glock again, is the grip angle, right? The Poly 80 grip angle is better for me. The Shadow Systems grip angle is better for me. And Taran takes them and shaves them down a little bit to where you get a little more of a straight to it. So
I got to admit, I've never played with one of his guns, but I'm just, bless your heart for the 26. I could never, that thing was always,
you know, that
it was a booger. A 19 runs fine with me. A 17 doesn't feel right. The recoil's wrong.
Yeah.
A 34 is just wrong. I don't know what to tell you. I ran a 19 as a contractor overseas for years, so yeah. I got tens of thousands of rounds through a Glock 19, and they work. I just never liked them. And then the 26s, you know, just carry the smaller version of it. And
see, for me, the P365 was the gun that I wanted to like. It was the
gun. Work, huh?
Well, there's a few things that, when I shoot a gun, my first question when I shoot a gun is this a gun that I would take a Ben Branham class with? How many rounds do you guys go through when you're shooting in training when you're in your class?
One day would be about 300. One day is 300. A 2 day is 5 or 6, depending on how many people and how much. I wear the students out generally because we're running up and down the range. So I'm like, hey, we can go again. And they're like, yeah, well, you know what? We're going to sit here for a minute.
We're okay.
So they get a lot of philosophy from me because they get worn out. It's kind of fun. But, yeah, I don't, 1,000 rounds is fun. I don't know. People have brought the little 365. I've had actually one lady I can think about it that ran it really well. And she ran it and ran it. And it's her carry gun. And she's, I'm always telling people, bring your carry gun.
Right.
If it, you know, you carry your 26 with one extra mag, that's what I would say. Hey, bring that out to the course. Run that. See what you can do with it. That's what you're probably going to have on you when the fight starts.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
I've got bigger, better guns. You know, my 320 with the dot on it runs a lot faster than my little XL. But now, I carry that XL everywhere.
Your 320. Do you have a 320 with a straight trigger or a curved trigger?
That one has a straight trigger on it.
Yeah.
I think.
I had a knife. I see. With a P320, I can draw a face on the target.
That's cool.
So I wanted that to be my carry gun, and I wanted, so I got the M18, right? Got the M18.
Cool.
Then I had a chance to put an Icarus Precision lower on it. Are you familiar with those?
I don't know those guys.
So it's an aluminum grade one that takes it to the same grip angle as the Staccato. Same grip angle as the Staccato. Same feel. They call it the Trivecta grip. So I put that on it. Everything is beautiful. I've got a dot on it, everything. I take it to the range. I go, I'm going to film it because this is my carry gun. Going to film it. And I go and I pull the trigger on it, and the FCU froze in the rear position. And my first thought was, okay, it's rubbing inside. So I pull it out of the thing and I put it back together in the original one. And I pull the trigger again, it's frozen to the rear. And this was a curved trigger. Now, in the end, I found out that this was a known issue with SIG because they told me that. And I had to send it into them to get them to unfreeze it because it wasn't something they told me I could do. So I'm waiting for them to come out with the next iteration of the FCU. And then I'm only going to buy the newest ones, and we'll see what we see. Listen, this has been good. I'm going to be I think we should do this again because I didn't even get to none of the stuff I wanted to talk about as far as fast shooting.
You get me talking about shooting and self-defense, and we'll just go for hours.
There you go. Give out. What's the name of the podcast again, please, sir?
Modern Self-Protection, and you can find it at modernselfprotection.com. I try to make it easy.
There you go. Ben Branham, thank you very much, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.